What was it like for you the day you knew you were finished?
Oh, it was so very deeply shocking. And, you know, I think if you asked my editor, he would say that I was very reluctant to admit that I was finished. I held on to the book for so long and kept rewriting and you know, did that thing where you spend hours putting commas in and then hours taking commas out. And when I finally was able to say goodbye to it was actually by reading the audiobook.
Oh, what an interesting thing. Yes.
Yeah. It meant that I was reading it for the first time as a reader rather than as the writer because it was done. It was done. And that was basically reading it start to finish. You know, we went back and we recorded a couple moments, but for the most part, it was start to finish over days. And I got to have the emotional experience of the arc of the book and watch the character who was me, who is me, watch her through this other lens as a reader. And that really let me say goodbye to this thing that I've spent so many years with and accept that these stories from my life, they now live between two pieces of stiff cardboard, you know. They're now there for readers. And that in a really deep way, the story wasn't mine anymore. It now belongs to readers. I hope it belongs to readers.
Talk about making a case for complexity. I mean, that's, you know, that's really a rich and wonderful experience to have, I think, with a book.